Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Fergal says to me the other day, he says, do you know they're still doing raves around Cork in places like buildings and caves? And they are not, are they? Raves, still doing raves. Now, I remember a time when raves were held in country places, hidden, and you'd go there late at night. They're down all over West Cork. MacLean. You're following them around as a photographer, but I think, in fairness, as a raver as well. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
I'm very good. You are following... They're still on.
Yeah. Alive and well.
Because back in the day, I remember you'd get a message to say there's one on in Macroom. How does it work these days?
So what we do is we organize it through sort of private social media channels, so people can get referred either by the organizers or by friends of friends, and then there's a sort of like vetting process that goes through to make sure that everyone is gonna like fit into the community well and that people are gonna be respectful and stuff. And then if you sort of pass through that first barrier, then you can start to get access to the information about where the events are going to be held.
How did you get into it?
So I during lockdown, when I was living in Cork, in that sort of limbo when everything was open except for like nightclubs, illegal raves started popping up around the city again. So I was friends with someone who was friends with someone who was organizing it. And then people sort of found out that I was a photographer. So one of the guys that was organizing it said to me, he was like, hey, if you ever want to come down and take some pictures at one of our events, like, we'd love to have you down. Like, we'll take care of you. And then, yeah, sort of through that, when all those people that were at those raves were then the people that were organizing club shows once clubs were open again. And then those people started booking me for all the club shows and all the photography there. And then through that, whenever other people would come down to Cork, I was able to meet them. And then it just sort of has grown from there to the point that I'm at now, where I get to, you know, travel all around Ireland, UK and Europe doing photography at techno events.
Whereabouts would you have been, say, down in West Cork?
So I can't actually say specific locations just because of like the nature of the events and stuff.
Even ones you've been to, like you...
Ones I've been to before, yeah. So they're just sort of like different people have different processes that they go through to find the spaces that they use. But some people... sometimes people will like rent out private land to organizers to have parties on. So then they're technically legal. So they're a lot safer because they can't get shut down. In a field or in a like a warehouse or on sort of like private farmland or that sort of stuff.
Would you go down a cave?
Pardon?
Have you been in caves?
Not quite caves, but old sort of like castles and like ruins and that sort of stuff. Different sort of old structures.
Not going to say where, but was there a hospital used at one point?
There was an old an old church one time a couple of years ago, and a few other bits and pieces as well.
How many people would turn up to one of these, McLean?
So there could be anywhere between like 30 to like 150 would be sort of like the cap of it. Because you want to keep them quite sort of small.
This image in your mind of 1,000 people inside in the field, no, that's not going to happen. No.
Not quite.
And there would be, I remember when the rave scene started, I was doing the clubs, and people were afraid of rave music and afraid of the rave culture because there was supposed to be a drugs thing and all, and all this. Is there?
I mean, there's a stigma around that sort of music that it's only for people that do drugs, and there's a big drug culture there. And there is definitely a drug culture in the rave scene, but there's a drug culture everywhere. You know, there's really bad drug problems in Ireland across the board at the minute. And like, I don't even drink. I don't take drugs. I go completely sober to all of these events, just because I love the music and I love the people.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of loads of people go and just, it's always music orientated. That's why these events happen.
Is it nearly always the same people as well, McLean? Do they have a kind of a following?
Yeah, so in Cork, we're quite lucky here where the sort of scene here is very well connected to each other. So it really just feels like one sort of big extended friend group. You'd sort of know the people that are organizing it. You'd be friends with all the DJs. You'd be friends with everyone else that's there. So it's a really nice sort of community feeling at the events. And then leading on from that, everyone really looks out for each other and, you know, takes care of each other because everyone is friends with everyone else.
Yeah, it's kind of a safe space, really, isn't it?
It's a really safe space, yeah. And that's the whole ethos behind it, is to get away from the oppressiveness that you get from, say, security at nightclubs, or you know, different demographics of people that can be either nasty or judgmental or whatever, just to get away from all of that and just be surrounded by like-minded people that are just happy to be there and happy for you to be there. You know,
you're secretive about venues, and I respect that entirely. Have you ever been raided, or do the guards just let you alone to have a party in peace?
No, they get shut down sometimes. But in my personal experience, we've had pretty positive experiences with police presence. They're pretty much as long as it actually gets shut down and people sort of make their way home. No one's had equipment seized, or no one's gotten any sort of real trouble. It's just sort of been split up and everyone makes their way home.
It's good to see. It's good to see. I wish you well with it. I can remember the scene when it started, and the music. I was never really into the music, but it was fun. If you want to see what McLean is photographing and the places that they're going, you can find Instagram, McLean Black, MacLaineBlxck. All right, MacLaine, or just search McLean, MacLaine Black on Google, and all the stuff will come up. Thank you. Oh, and good luck with the raving scene. I didn't realize that was still happening, and it's great to see it.
Cork's 96 FM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.